Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. Thanks for joining us. With auto sales showing some real strength this year, what are the factors that are behind the choices consumers are making as many of them purchase their first new car in many years? That's the question Consumer Reports asked in a newly released survey. Jeff Bartlett is the deputy online automotive editor for Consumer Reports. He joins us now. Jeff, thank you for joining us here on 1320 WILS.
Ah, my pleasure.
So is this an annual survey that you do when it comes to the reasons behind consumer automotive purchases?
We periodically survey consumers to understand where they are in purchasing, what their attitudes are, what their expected behaviors are. About every 6 months, we do a survey that touches on these issues. But this is the only one this year that we've conducted focused specifically on fuel economy and the green car issues.
I see. Well, in fact, that is the number one factor for choosing a car. Just how much of a dominating factor is fuel efficiency when it comes to buying a car for consumers now?
Well, fuel economy really stands out. 37% of the respondents said it was the most important factor when choosing their next car. In contrast, the second rated item was quality at 17%. So fuel economy has a huge lead.
Hasn't fuel economy, though, been the primary reason for many years now?
Well, it's been interesting as we've conducted these surveys, say, over the last 5 years, where we saw a shift from the elements of car ownership that you kind of relate more to enthusiasm, you know, performance and styling, went to the more practical aspects of quality and reliability and safety. And more just recently, we're seeing fuel economy really rise above some of those other factors. We think that consumers have been prizing elements like quality, reliability, and safety because not only is it important today, but they're holding on to their cars longer. So this is important in the long run. But with high fuel prices clearly not going away anytime soon, that's becoming increasingly important.
Well, you know, we have seen an upsurge in truck sales also this year. Is it clear why some consumers are still opting for these bigger and less fuel-efficient vehicles, even when they may not necessarily need the space or power?
As you look through the shifts in sales for the different car types, you see a number of kind of overlapping factors that make it a little complicated to sift through. But with trucks in particular, there's always going to be a need for commercial use as well as for people who have significant personal work-oriented use or recreation use. There's always going to be a market. People have been holding off on trucks in part not only because business might be down a little bit, but they're turned away by the fuel economy. But the latest trucks are actually a bit more fuel efficient than they were just a few years ago. And you're seeing some other shifts happen throughout other car types. But in general, the average consumer, the family, is looking at smaller, thrifty, and also versatile vehicles.
If we're talking about fuel economy, then it seems that hybrids and electric vehicles must be drawing consumer interest. What kind of sentiment did respondents express when it comes to them?
Well, we asked a variety of questions looking at interest in alternative powertrains, and we found that about three-quarters of the respondents said that they would consider a vehicle like that, such as a hybrid or a diesel engine car. Of course, interest and transaction tend to be two different things, but as we've seen interest rise, I think likely we'll see sales to follow.
I'm talking to Jeff Bartlett, the deputy online automotive editor for Consumer Reports, on this survey just released today on the factors that consumers are focusing on. They're buying their new vehicles. What about price, though, Jeff? I mean, it seems like people are still struggling economically. How much does the price of a vehicle factor in?
Well, price is a very real element. People are very aware of not just the purchase price, but also the ownership cost, which fuel economy plays a role in. What you're seeing is an increase an interest in small cars, small SUVs, and even mid-size SUVs. And moving away, interestingly, from sedans, which has always been a core of the market, as well as minivans. Younger people are looking for small, fun, versatile vehicles. At the same time, older people are looking for an affordable vehicle that's easy to get in and out of, has good visibility, and won't take too much of a bite out of the pension.
What about the motivations of men versus women? Do they consider different factors when buying cars, or are they pretty much in line?
Well, you know, as you well know, there are some differences between men and women. With women, what we found here is that they're disproportionately motivated by the environmental benefits of fuel economy, and they're more concerned about the national dependence on foreign oil than men are. In essence, they're looking more closely at how their expenditures have an impact on the world around them and not just the dollars in their own wallets or, I guess in this case, their purses.
Is any automaker particularly well-positioned for this new push for higher fuel efficiency, or do all of them now offer comparable models when it comes to that?
Well, right now we're seeing a real race in the fuel economy area. All the manufacturers understand not only is our regulations pushing them to achieve new milestones, but consumers are demanding it as well. So you're seeing significant progress across the board, but some manufacturers already had a head start and are better positioned. You know, companies like Toyota and Honda, Nissan to a certain degree, and a real standout is Hyundai. They're companies that have portfolios really centered around these smaller and mid-sized vehicles that get good gas mileage within their range.
What kind of numbers would you say are at the top of fuel efficiency that are now available?
Well, it's important to look beyond the advertised fuel economy numbers. Right now, it seems like 40 is what's appearing in any ad for a thrifty car. But consumers would be well suited to look at the overall figure, which balances city and highway. Those numbers are going to be more in the mid to often low 30s. In our tests, we're seeing overall that there are a number of small cars that can get in the low 30s overall, and on the highway they can even get above 40, even above the EPA rating. But it's important for consumers to look at all of the numbers and not just look at the shiny one that the manufacturer chooses to put in its marketing.
I see. So in the 30s is good for the smaller vehicles. How about the trucks? What kind of numbers do they clock in at now?
Well, trucks are making significant improvements. You know, it particularly comes to mind Ford with its EcoBoost in the F-150. But trucks are designed to pull a lot of weight and to do, you know, amazing things. So in contrast, we're still seeing rather humble figures. They're still in the high teens in really best-case scenarios.
I notice you use the term fuel economy rather than fuel efficiency. Is that not a term that's being used now in the automotive world?
Well, they're used somewhat interchangeably, but when we're focused on these types of issues, it seems natural for fuel economy to roll off the tongue because we are looking at the economic aspect of the fuel consumption. With gas prices hovering around $4 in many parts of the nation, it's hard to escape that. Efficiency has a slightly different connotation, thinking of how little gasoline the vehicle burns. But in the end, as we've seen in other surveys, it's the dollars that speak most loudly to consumers.
At the very bottom of the considerations was performance for consumers. Only 6% said that was the important factor for them. What does that mean to higher-end vehicles like Volvo, BMW, and Mercedes?
Well, performance has become less important over the last few years in our surveys, and I think that reflects a couple things. One being there are simply other more important factors. You know, people need the car to be reliable for a long time. They need it not to be expensive to own. But also, all cars, well, most cars, I should say, have relatively good performance. There are family sedans now with 260 to 300 horsepower. That's performance that you'd associate with a muscle car a decade ago. Even four-cylinder engines in family cars are often getting pretty close to 200 horsepower. So performance isn't something that's elusive. It's more taken for granted these days.
One last thing. 37% then of consumers say that fuel economy is their lead consideration. How does that compare that number to previous surveys?
Well, that particular question we repackaged a little bit this year because in the past we were looking more at environmental concerns as opposed to strictly fuel economy. We changed that up, so it is a little hard to trend. But looking across similar surveys, this definitely has risen. In particular, you see it in contrast to the number two and three rated items of quality and safety. It's so far in the lead It can't be ignored.
Jeff Bartlett, Deputy Online Automotive Editor for Consumer Reports. Jeff, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thank you. My pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS. All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks for your time.